I've been dreading this day my entire career, admitting to myself as well as publicly that my body can no longer keep up with the demands of being a professional athlete. I wasn't the most gifted athlete, but I learned early on in my life that perseverance is more valuable than talent. I can honestly say that I squeezed every ounce of ability out of my body, and I have no regrets. With that, I would like to officially announce my retirement from the National Football League. It has been an honor and a privilege to play in the NFL for 11 years, and I feel extremely fortunate to have succeeded in fulfilling a childhood dream of mine to one day wear an NFL uniform and call myself a professional football player. As my Irish luck would have it, I was able to play for two storied franchises, the Cleveland Browns and the New York Giants. A Super Bowl championship and three consecutive Pro Bowls surpassed my wildest dreams and allowed me to experience the pinnacle of this sport. Imagine this. I experienced all of that and managed to never be arrested. Kenny Chesney says it best in his song, "I Didn't Get Here Alone," thanking all the people in his life that helped him achieve his dreams and acknowledging that the road is too rough and long to walk alone. I would like to take the time to acknowledge the people in my life that filled that role. I will start by thanking Ronnie Barnes for sending me to the hospital for special surgery when I developed an infection in my leg in 2004, because that is where I met a beautiful nurse that would later become my wife. To my wife, Amy, I will be forever grateful for your love and support, for your patience when I was tired and cranky during the seasons, which was a lot, for sticking with me through all the times I put you second to my job, for being my personal nurse through countless surgeries, and for your continued willingness to ride this NFL roller coaster with me when I know how petrified you are of them. Thank you, and I love you. I'm especially thankful for my two loving parents, my two brothers, and my sister for their encouragement and support throughout my life. Mom, thank you for always being my biggest fan. You are the most patient and loving woman I know. And thank you for making sure I always had clean clothes and a huge plate of pasta. Dad, thank you for being my hero and my role model, for introducing me to football and growing me for the love of the game, and for making sure that I would have no fear on the football field. From the tough years at Rutgers to that magical night in Glendale, Arizona, you were all there for me and made sure that I always believed in myself. A Hall of Fame coach once said, "Coaching is making men do what they don't want to do so they can become the men that they want to become." I truly believe that no player can succeed without great coaching, and I encountered some great ones along the way. Thank you, Rick Mantz, my coach at Hillsborough High School. You taught me the meaning of discipline, doing what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it. To my coaches at Rutgers, thank you for encouraging me to grow and mature, for expanding my horizons, and for moving me to the offensive line. To Chris Palmer and Tony Sperano, thank you for taking a chance on a camp center from Rutgers and believing in me enough to give me my first opportunity in the NFL. To Ernie Accorsi and Coach Tom Coughlin, thank you for bringing me back to the Garden State and making me a New York Giant. Coach Coughlin, is he here? Oh, good. You have taught me so much about leadership and the concept of team and how to be successful, not just in football, but also in life. My clocks will forever be 5 minutes fast, and I know the importance of winning the turnover battle at home. To my O-line coach and friend, Pat Flaherty. Flats, thank you for helping me become a champion. Your passion for your craft and dedication to all that you do will always serve as an example in my life. I will always remember the unbelievable courage you showed as you battled and beat cancer, yet through it all, you just couldn't wait to get back to practice. You are a special man, tough as nails. As they say, they just don't make them like you anymore. However, I do not miss your 12-page Saturday tests and your 5-page tip sheets. Oh, yeah. And thanks again for not offering me a scholarship out of high school because I wasn't big enough. To the Mara and Tisch families, it was an honor to wear the blue jersey and the NY on my helmet. You treated me like I was part of the family. I will always cherish the 2005 season as we honored two great men in Preston Robert Tisch and Wellington T. Mara and all that they stood for. I'll never forget Wellington Mara coming up to me and thanking me for playing hurt after we beat the Dallas Cowboys at home in the 2004 season finale. He truly cared about the players and particularly offensive linemen. To this day, there is a photo of him just inside the O-line meeting room, watching over that group as he so often did during practice. To all my teammates over the years, I miss your camaraderie. I miss sweating together through training camp. I miss the Friday gun shows with Snee and Deal. As you can see, they're all swollen right now. I miss Eli's big hands and ridiculously large boogers. Finding new ways to make Richie, to make fun of Richie and start a fight. I miss the back of the bus crew, the late night plane trips after a big win, and the feeling of accomplishing a goal as a team. Ironically, I miss the grind, and I even miss the cold tub. Thank you for putting up with all my pranks over the years. I hope you guys can carry on the traditions. As players, stepping away from the game rarely happens on our own terms. And I will admit, it was tougher than I thought it would be. For the first time in my life, I didn't have my brothers to my left and my right, counting on me, pushing me every day to be better than I was yesterday for the good of something bigger than myself. I miss it, and I want it back. But it's gone. It's over. The game has passed me by, just like that. It's impossible to replace something that has been a part of your life for so long, especially when it was your passion. I have come to peace with it solely because football helped me become the man that I am today. And for that, for me, that supersedes any accomplishment on the field. To my friends still playing the game, rarely do I think about the soreness, the aches and the pains, the long install meetings or the late night film sessions. But I will always remember the feeling of running out on the field of battle with you, knowing we had each other's backs. And the goosebumps that rose up on my arms when the crowd cheered for us. I would love to experience that one more time. When you run out on that field on Wednesday night, soak it up, because those moments are numbered. To all my coworkers that I tortured through the years, the video guys, the equipment guys, especially Ed Skiba, who had the ungodly task of helping me change my sweaty pants at halftime just to keep Eli happy. And to the trainers, who had the toughest job of them all, putting us back together week in and week out. I thank you for all your hard work. To the fellows at Eastern Athletic Services, my agents, Tony, Rich, Eddie, and Noel, thank you for believing in me and for all the great advice and for not letting me play for free. To the fans, thank you for your never-ending support and for always demanding our very best. Your passion for the game is what drives us all, and you make it all worthwhile when you roar. And finally, to all the kids out there right now that have a dream, whatever it may be, for those of you that are being told that you're too short, too slow, too weak, or not smart enough, I was one of you. But I'm telling you that you can do it. Use that as your fuel, your motivation. You can be who you want to be. You just have to go for it. But you have to earn it. And don't let anything get in your way. I'd like to thank you all for your time. Sorry I was so long-winded. As you can see, I had a lot to say. I'd like to thank John Mara and the Giants for allowing me to do this. I will always feel like a giant and beat them Cowboys.